Well, good evening. It is time to get started. Bill Sprouse is here. Other than myself and Alan, Bill is the token male in the group tonight. Well, Frederick will be here somewhere. He's taking his a little bit of his time getting in here, but you know, hey, that's all right. Here we are, right? And the topic tonight is worshiping the Father. So maybe I should just bring Bill right up here as an example. Father figure. He's not moving. Oh, heavens. Well, it's good to be with you all. I hope you have enjoyed the beautiful weather outside. I didn't even get to look at it, to tell you the truth. That's the one thing about my room. I never know what the weather's doing. I walk outside. One minute it could be the sun could be shining. The next minute it could be snowing. And who knows what else could be going on. So anyway, Alan, do we have the PowerPoint to where it's on the screen? Is that going to work tonight? Oh, there it is. Never mind. There it is. All I have to do is say there, and it's there. So anyway, that's how good that guy is back there. He's amazing. So, all right, well, let's pray, and we'll get started with this evening. All right, Father, we thank you so much for tonight. Father, we do. We thank you for the beautiful weather that was outside today. And Father, just looking forward to spring coming. And Father, you can already start seeing some of the trees starting to change and starting to bud. And Father, we just look forward to that time, and Lord, we just thank you for what that's going to bring to us. Father, we thank you for Sunday. What a great morning service, and then Father, just that evening, worshiping with Jason Lovins, and Father, we just pray that you would continue to be with him and his band, and Father, just continue to lead and direct them, and Father, use them in the ministry that you have given to them. And Lord, we just pray as they are searching for a new bass player, Father, that you would just lead not only them to the person, but that person to them as well. And Father, we just pray that you would continue to be with them. Father, be with us tonight as we take a look at Scripture this evening that is going to point us to you in directing us to worship the Father. Father, once again, bless our time together this evening. We ask all this in your name. Amen. So, once again, don't forget, if you're online, you can offer your prayer requests at any time during the service, and we'll make sure to scroll back through of to be able to look at those, all right? So like I said earlier, what we're looking at this evening is worshiping the Father, okay? And we're going back to where Jesus was talking with the woman at the well for part of this in John 4. And when Jesus was speaking with her, he was very, very careful in the terminology that he was using with her. He was wanting to get across to her, and like we've said, it doesn't matter where you are at when you worship. He was wanting her to focus on something else other than that. It has to do with whom we are worshiping and how we are worshiping, which we've been talking about all along. There are two nouns that Jesus uses in this. The first one is Father. The second is Spirit. Both of these nouns are essential in legitimate worship. And throughout the study, we've taken a look at who God is and the attributes that he has. And Jesus took the lady, the woman at the well, he took her all through those when he was there with her. The true worshiper must perceive God as Father and as Spirit. We know that God is a being who can't be touched. I'll never forget going on a youth. Actually, I wasn't on this youth mission trip, but I went up. They needed some things, and I traveled up to the Wheeling area with Sam. And we were dropping some things off to the kids, and Dave Somerville was the youth pastor at the time. And so we're up there, and that was the day that they were going to visit the Hare Krishna temple up there. And so we took them up there, and they took us into the temple and all that, and they were showing us the different places where they had their idols. And they had one where there wasn't an idol, and one of the kids asked, says, well, the others have something, said, where's the idol? And they said, well, that's God, and God is getting a new paint job. There you go. Their God, right there, that they worship, could be touched. Our God cannot be touched. He is not in a physical form. We cannot physically touch Him. Worship offered to God, therefore, must be in a spiritual nature. We can have and understand all of these attributes of God, but if we don't have the characteristic which Jesus assigned to Him the most, you know which one that is? Think about when Jesus was talking with God. What did He call Him the most? He called Him Father. The Gospels show Jesus talking to God around 70 times, and every time He did, He called Him Father. There's only one time when that didn't happen. Matthew 27:46. This is when Jesus is on the cross, and He has had the sin of man placed on Him, and His Father can no longer look at Him, and that relationship was no longer there at that point, because God the Father could not look on His Son at that point because of the sin that He was wearing. In about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. Why do I know that? We had to sing that in a song one time when I was in choir at AB. And it means, my God, why have You forsaken Me? And we know why. It was so that He could pay the price for our sins. Three times in John 4, Jesus speaks of worshiping the Father. It is right for us to think of God as our Father. Jesus refers to this several times when He is speaking with His disciples. However, in John 4, He refers to God as the Father. In this instance, He is referring to God's place within the Trinity. How is God Jesus' Father? Well, we need to remember that just because Jesus is referred to as the Son of God doesn't mean that all of a sudden Jesus appeared and He had another starting point other than when God started. And once again, God's eternal, so there is no start date, right? So there is no start date for the Son of God either. And just because we refer to Him as God's Son doesn't make Him any less God than who He is. He is eternal, the same as God. He is God. Once again, it has to do with the Trinity. When Jesus referred to God as His Father, He was showing more the relationship of how He and God were the same. And the Jewish people, when Jesus spoke of this, they interpreted exactly the way that Jesus meant it. John 5:17, but Jesus answered them, "My Father is working until now, and I am working." How did they understand this? John 5:18. This was why the Jews were seeking all the more to kill Him, because not only was He breaking the Sabbath, but He was even calling God His own Father, making Himself equal with God. They knew exactly what Jesus meant when He said this. John 10:29-33, "My Father, who has given them to Me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." The Jews picked up stones again to stone Him. Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of them are you going to stone Me?" The Jews answered him, "It is not for a good work that we are going to stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself God." The Jewish people felt that Jesus was blaspheming God when he was putting himself equal to God. They did not realize who he was. John 17, 1 through 3. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you. Since you have given him authority over all flesh to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." This was the night that Jesus was going to be arrested. And once again, he's equating himself equal to God here. John 17, 5, "And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed." This verse shows that God and Jesus have been and always will be equal. They're the same. Matthew 11, 27. "All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." This shows the unique relationship that Jesus and God have with each other. We really don't have anything here on earth to compare that to. You think about the relationships that we have and how this talks. We really have nothing earthly that we can compare this to. John 14, 9, Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" Jesus is trying to show the disciples the relationship that he and the Father have. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 1, Paul begins his letter with a huge section of praise. And it starts in verse 3 with, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places." You can look through all of Paul's letters and you can see how careful he is to identify God with the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter does the same thing. 1 Peter 1 and 3. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." John does the same thing. 2 John 3, "Grace, mercy, and peace will be with us from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, in truth and love." There's only one God. If we don't see Jesus as equal with our God, we're offering unacceptable worship. We need to look at the two as the same. There are those who believe Muslims, Jews, and Christians all worship the same God, only in different ways. And this is not true. The one true God is the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. Anyone who doesn't believe that Jesus is God's Son is offering unacceptable worship to the Father. The Father sent the Son for us. We need to make sure that we see them as the same. Jesus, in John 14, 6, Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is the only way to the Father. We were talking about this tonight in our leadership meeting. Jason was sharing one of the times he went to a Bible study before he was a believer. And he said, "I was throwing out things just to be a little cantankerous." You couldn't see that in Jason at all, could you? For those of y'all online, there's a little bit of laughter going on in here. So Trinitarian worship, what is that? Well, Trinitarian doctrine is essential to true worship. Notice the base of the word, right? Trinity. John 5:23, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. This verse leads us to this. Honor is a word that implies worship. We are not only to worship the Father, we are to worship the Son as well. This has important implications on the way we worship. The way we worship God is through the Son. Our Father can only be worshiped the way we perceive His Son. So now we've talked a lot about God the Father, God the Son. Where's the Holy Spirit fall into this? You know what? We need to be careful, and I know this is up here, and this really doesn't cover this. But I think sometimes that we look at God the Father and God the Son, and we have no problems looking at them as equals, but sometimes we slight the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we look at the Holy Spirit as like, well, maybe you know, God, Jesus and God the Father and God the Son, yeah, maybe they take up 3/4 of it and we'll just leave the last quarter for the Holy Spirit. They are equal. They are the same. We can't, even though they're 3 separate entities, we still have to look at them as the one God. And we need to treat them that way. Scripture doesn't tell us exactly or directly to worship Him, but worship can't be separated from Him. It is the Holy Spirit who gives us the confidence to come to our God. Galatians 4:6, and because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Romans 8:15 and 16. For you do not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. The Scripture may not directly spell out we are to worship the Holy Spirit, but man, with the role He plays in worship, there is no way for us to have acceptable worship without worshiping the Holy Spirit. Jesus says in Scripture that the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father. He is showing us the Holy Spirit's role in His standing within the Trinity. Within the Trinity, each member has a unique ministry. The Holy Spirit calls us to the Son, and the Son calls us to the Father. Our worship involves all members of the Trinity, and all are worthy to be worshiped. The foundation of true worship through John 4, when Jesus uses the term Father, He is identifying the object of our true worship and where it should be directed. Through this worship, we come to the Father only through the Son and only in the power of the Holy Spirit. Once again, this whole section can be summed up in Scripture. John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And it is through the strength of the Holy Spirit that we come to our Father, and He gives us that. Short one tonight, but very, very important in the way that we approach worship in what we do. So, prayer requests that you have. Alan, I did not check one of those mics back there. Are the mics still back there that one of the new ones? You might want to make one of them hot and just see if it'll See if it'll speak, and if it doesn't, let me grab one of these. Oh, I hear something.
I got it.
Okay. Mr. Bill? Father Bill! Let me pull down here online. Jane, it keeps jumping back up. Jane Moore says, please pray for Steve. He had 4 chemo drugs last Wednesday, and he is not doing very well. The cancer is back in his liver. So need to remember that. And then Sandra Keatley has to continue to pray for Nikki Cox. She is going through cancer treatments. Some people might know her from working for Dr. Eccles, the orthodontist. All right. Prayer requests you all may have. Right down here for Miss Brenda.
First of all, I want to thank you for praying for my dad, for Rusty, and the other girl. They're all doing much better. But I talked to Libby because I knew that Dave's last week of radiation was this week. She said that he will get another Lupron shot this week, which always makes him very tired. And his recovery from radiation, which he finishes Friday, is 4 to 6 weeks. Then he'll be tested again in 3 months after the effects of the radiation has had time to get out of his body. So she said it was okay to put that on the prayer line. I know he's on there, but that's just an update.
Okay, thank you. Y'all do me a favor too. Brenda did a very good job about speaking into the microphone. All right. Need to remember, those that are online, we might be able to hear you in here, but they're not going to hear you. If it's quiet in here, it's even more quiet with what they're hearing. So make sure we're getting you good. All right. Miss Virginia.
I had a rupture in the... Just a minute. I had a rupture in the retina of my left eye Saturday night, and I'm going to have surgery on April the 8th. Dr. Jamerson said it is a 15-minute surgery with 2 weeks recovery, and I have to do that head down for 2 weeks. So just please remember me.
Absolutely. Thank you. Miss Betty?
Yes, Clarence has heart cath in Cleveland on Monday. We have to go up on Saturday, though, so he can have a COVID test. I guess that's required with most everything anymore. So prayer for good results and improved health for him and safety on the highway. So.
Absolutely. We finally got Dad to the doctor Tuesday, and the result of that was he now has to be on oxygen 24/7, 2 liters. So, but we were just glad to get him there and for them to finally talk. I won't tell you exactly what it took to get him there, other than the fact that his son threatened to take a day off work and I was going to pick him up as soon as the doctor's office opened, and we are going to sit in the lobby until they were able to see him if he didn't make that appointment. And then there was also, might have been a church member that told me that if I needed any help that he would come over to the house and drag him out of the house to get him over there. So appreciate the help and all that, but you know, hopefully this will help that out, and yeah. So when your blood oxygen is falling down below 80, it's not a good thing. So anyway, other requests that you all might have this evening. I'm looking online. I'm not forgetting you all that are online, okay? I'm keeping an eye on you, so. Others? Going to be a quick night tonight. Bill, they're not wearing you out, man. Remember Sunday, of course. And then I've sort of laid out there, keep me in prayer for the 28th. Part of the meeting we had tonight was Jason and I sort of working together, because what I do on Palm Sunday, he's going to follow up Easter Sunday with the theme that we're sort of going with. So just continue to remember both of us in prayer as we both flesh this out and as we work together to bring this thing together. So anyway. Okay, we have an unspoken, and I'm sure that there's some others as well. So all right. Another person expressing an unspoken, Miss Pam. So all right. Well, let's go ahead and pray. And once again, y'all that are online, if you remember anything, you all as well. If you remember something when you get home this evening, just make sure you put it on the prayer page, and we'll make sure we pray for that. All right. So let's go to Lord in prayer. Father, once again, we just thank you for this evening. We thank you for the time together. Father, we thank you that once again, your scripture spells out how we are to worship you, Father, and how we are to worship you within the Trinity as well. And Father, the role that each one or each part of the Trinity plays within our worship. And Father, we need to be careful when we come into this place that, Lord, we do need to look at you as our God. But Father, we need to be thanking you for each part that you have given to us as well within the Trinity. Father, we need to be thankful for you as Father. Lord, that you look out for us and that you care for us and that you love us within that relationship. And then, Father, that you sent your Son to earth. And Father, as we're getting ready to look at that at the end of the month, Father, and the price that was paid for our sins. And Father, as we look at that as the only time that Jesus referred to you as God was when you couldn't look on him anymore because of the sin that he took on himself for us. Father, we need to be thankful for that. We need to be worshiping God the Son. And then, Father, God the Holy Spirit, as the Spirit allows us to come to you, and Father gives us the courage to approach you, and Father lifts our worship and our praise to you that goes through the Son and comes to you. Father, there is so much. Lord, without one, we wouldn't have the other two. We wouldn't have the ability to worship the way we should. Father, help us to realize that and help us to just give thanks for each part, each and every day of our lives. Father, tonight as we come to you, there has been praises lifted for answered prayer, and Father, for folks that have been healed, and Father, for those that are still seeking medical care, but Father, that you have given doctors the wisdom on how to treat these things. And Father, you've given us the medicines to be able to treat these things as well. And Father, we thank you for that. And Lord, as we see some folks that are still going through these treatments to heal these ailments, Father, we just pray that you would give them strength in the days ahead, that they would be able to endure some of these treatments that, Father, may not be the most pleasant things to go through. But Father, we just pray that you would continue to be with these folks. And Father, we pray for those that will be going for tests and other things to find out what's going on. And Lord, we just pray that if there's something there, that the doctors would be able to see that. And Father, once again, that either you would heal them through your touch, or Father, that you would heal them through what you have given us here on earth. Father, we pray for those that are having spiritual needs as well. And Lord, we just pray that you would just place people around them that would be able to reach out to them during this time. And Father, that would be able to show them your love. And Father, be able to show them who you are. And Father, maybe it could be someone who doesn't know you at all. But Father, there are times that we as Christians, that we struggle as well, and that we hit those low points. And Father, I just pray that you would just place people around those folks that can just, Father, just minister to them during this time. And Father, for those that are going through emotional needs, Father, you know what those are. You know the struggles that they're facing. And Lord, we just pray that you would be with those as well. Father, just help us to be found faithful to pray for these folks during the struggles that they have. Father, we pray for Sunday. And Lord, we pray for our pastor as he's getting ready to bring your message Sunday. And Father, as we are here worshiping and praising you, Father, we just pray that we would just listen to the moving of your Spirit. And Father, sense the moving of your Spirit within our lives. And Father, we just pray that you would just continue to use us to reach out to this community where you have placed us. And Father, we have people that are watching us online that you have placed in different... It just blows my mind what we're able to do here through the technology that we have now. And Lord, I just pray that you would use even those folks, wherever they are, Father, to just reach out to folks around them that need to hear the message of salvation. What a great time of year, Father, to just be able to mention the sacrifice that you have made for us. And Father, as we come here in Sunday, and those that will not know you that are here with us, Father, we pray that your Spirit is prepping their hearts even now, that they would be sensitive to the message that will be brought. And Father, that you would just continue to be with us as a congregation as we go our separate ways. Father, as we leave these walls, and Father, that we will be your church outside of these walls. Help us to know that's who we are. And Father, that's the way people will come to know you, is through your love for us that we show to them. Father, be with us as a church as we look towards our future. Father, help us to see where you want us to go and how you want us to reach out. And Father, how you want us to go, once again, how you want your church to bust out from these physical walls that we have here, and Lord, that we can be your church where you have us placed. Father, thank you so much for who you are. Thank you for your love. Father, thank you for this gift of prayer. Thank you for this gift of coming together as a body of believers this evening, whether it be here physically or online. And Father, help us to continue to be who you need us to be. And Father, once again, just help us to realize we are a light in a very, very dark world that needs to see who you are. Father, thank you. Be with us as we leave. We ask all these things in your name. Amen. For those of you all who have made plans to go with the men on this mission trip this Saturday, they had to move that back to the 20th. They're having to get electrical pulled, and they were afraid they wouldn't get it pulled in time to get drywall and all that up. So instead of the 13th, it's now going to be the 20th. So make sure you know that. I do have a few others that are on here. Let's see. Judy Dunphy, we still need teachers and helpers for kids during the life group classes. Wanda has on here that Larry and she are both still down. Pray for them to be able to recuperate. And then Jackie Runyon. Anybody know if Jackie got home? Okay. And he's doing that at home, correct? Okay, so Jackie did make it home Friday or Saturday. He's doing physical therapy at home, and just that they had someone come in to sit with him today, so for someone to go out and wear it. Okay, all right. So they had somebody come in and sit with him today so that Priscilla could go do errands. And so if you're looking for a way to minister there, that might be a way to do that. Just give Priscilla a call and see if she needs any help while Jackie's there. You can entertain him for a little while. So anyway, or he can entertain you. So anyway, all right. Thank you all so much. Have a great evening, and